GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Plenty of text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478 on our WVOMFM.com question of the day. They're talking about it in Vermont, co-sponsored by what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 female lawmakers? Should Augusta considering a bill to legalize adult prostitution? This person writes to us. Amsterdam, Japan, Denmark, England, heck, even Russia, prostitution legal pretty much everywhere except in Muslim countries and the United States. Many thinking if they can do it there, we can do it here. We can legalize it. People will be safer and you might be able to tax it and make some money off of it.
Well, Nevada does allow every county to license brothels here in the United States. 7 counties have active brothels in Nevada. What happened in Nevada is what happens when you do something patchwork. 90% of the prostitution still occurs in Las Vegas where it's not legal. And that's where the illegal prostitution occurs. But in Nevada, in 7 counties, they have no problem at all.
Ben writes to us, I wonder what the workers' compensation rates would be. In thinking about this, a couple of problems come to mind. And I want to go back to the I think a lot of people are just going to pay in cash because they won't want to leave a trail that could possibly get back to their spouse, knowing they're doing something that, while legal in the state of Maine, is still it still runs afoul of your of the vows you made to your spouse.
Well, I would only push back on that. Why do you assume they're all married men?
No, I'm just saying for those that are married men that are doing
many
it.
Many will not be married.
I think many women will do it as well. But I think a lot of people are going to be trading in cash, okay?
I agree with that.
And I think a lot of people aren't going to claim that cash. And they're not going to abide by the taxation laws.
Well, if it were in a brothel, they would have to keep books. That'd be a little bit different. I'm not sure what Vermont's talking about. Are they talking about making any kind of prostitution or allowing brothels?
Here's the other problem that I see, and I understand it, and I did find it in an article. In fact, I made a copy of it, and I sent it over to you as well. It's in your stack of stuff. This comes from the Harvard Law and International Development website.
Wow.
What they have found is when you are legalizing prostitution and you are running a brothel or you're running some sort of operation, you are constantly tasked with bringing in, I'll phrase it this way, new talent. The site states, quote, countries with legalized prostitution are associated with higher human trafficking inflows than countries where prostitution is prohibited. The scale effect of legalizing prostitution, i.e. expansion of the market, outweighs the substitution effect, where legal sex workers are favored over illegal workers. On average, countries with legalized prostitution report a greater incidence of human trafficking inflows. Why? Because the brothel that you think you're going to go to legally is going to offer you several choices, male or female. They're going to have to bring in new talent. And in countries where prostitution is legal, according to the Harvard Law and International Development website, they're getting it by human trafficking. They claim, Harvard Law and International Development claims, this is not going to reduce human trafficking. It's going to increase human trafficking.
Well, who's going to take care of the human trafficking problem? But if they don't legalize it out on the street where it occurs now.
I know they're working on it now, but this doesn't make it better. This is not a mitigating circumstance. This is an aggravating circumstance, right?
It isn't going away. I'm not. The chances of that law ever becoming a law in Maine are almost nil. But let me tell you something. It ain't going away.
No, it's the oldest profession next to farming.
It ain't going away.
Caller, hello, the George Hilbrick Tyler Show. Should Augusta consider a bill to legalize adult prostitution?
Hello.
Thank you. A female voice. We've been waiting for your phone call all morning. Go ahead. Tell us what you're thinking.
I absolutely think that prostitution should be legal. I don't see a problem with charging for something that's completely legal to give away for free. I think that women overall would be safer if they have a safe environment. there would be a way to protect them legally for health insurance. They would be safer to get their wages. If people are paying cash, people pay cash for all kinds of transactions as far as your tax concern is going on. Yes, I'm not mitigating I'm not trying to discount the sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is occurring right now. And I feel like if there were legalized prostitution, there would at least be some type of maybe some checks and balances that would allow us to keep a better track of what's going on. Right now, we have nothing. And I feel like at least maybe we'd have some eyes.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number. Much of what she outlined is what they're discussing in Vermont in a bill that would legalize adult prostitution. We asked the question of the day, should Augusta consider a bill to legalize it?
Have you ever interviewed a sex worker in your years as a news person?
No, I haven't.
I have one. It was quite by accident, and it was not here in the state. It was in a different state. And I asked her a couple of questions, and basically all of the answers that she gave me were the same answers I'm hearing. I was not making any money. I was getting beat up. I married twice and had domestic violence. Now I'm safer. I've got a nice house and I'm driving a good car. She felt her life. Yeah, she said, it's not for everybody, but that's the decision I made.
Is it illegal on a federal level?
Well, I don't think so. It's legal in Nevada only. And that's the only state where it's legal that I'm aware of, not a lawyer.
But. See, I wonder if it's because, I mean, farmers in Maine trying to grow marijuana and then trying to find a bank with which to do business. I mean, they're in that trouble because Fed say no. So you just can't take your dollar bills, which smell of weed, to the teller at Fred's bank downtown. I wonder what the problem would be here. This person, call first and then we come back to this text message. Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Augusta consider a bill to legalize adult prostitution like they're doing in Vermont? What are you thinking?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. Well, like George was saying about a house, huh? She bought a house. Well, just because you have a house doesn't mean diddly widdly. You don't build a house on a mountain of sand. You build a house on concrete. Because that's how you build a house, if you want it to last. When the wrong is right and the right is wrong, he said, that's when I'll be coming. I mean, I look at it like this, you guys. Abraham Lincoln stopped slavery because no one around him wanted to stop it. I mean, it's the same thing with cigarettes. Eventually, we're going to all come to the conclusion that cigarettes are bad, right? I mean, come on, guys. This is pretty basic, isn't it? Or is it? I love you guys. Keep it going.
Lucky, I'm glad you brought up a point about the cigarettes because a couple of people have sent us text messages. This one comes from Adam in Auburn. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Interesting to see what definition of adult they use. Adult when voting? Adult when joining the army? Or adult when purchasing or drinking alcohol? This person writes to us, it's my body, it's just like abortion. But among all the text messages come in, this one that says, I wonder how the Me Too movement feels about this.
That was the progressive in Vermont.
I guess you could.
That sponsored it.
I guess you could twist it and you could say, I mean, me too. I can do what I want with my body, so I'm empowered to do whatever. If the Me Too movement is about power, then you can do what you want. If the Me Too movement is about respect, I guess that's up to you. You could demand that someone respect you for your choice to make a living by being a prostitute, male or female. Caller, hi, GHRT. Hey, should Augusta consider a bill to legalize adult prostitution? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so it's happening anyways, all right? The way I see it, it's happening anyways. I'm against it. I'm a Christian. But I don't think I should utilize the government to make consenting adults, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And I'm also against taxation. So the idea that somehow people using cash transactions and not marketing it, I like that. I love the black market because the government, they just waste our money anyway. So what's the point, you know?
This person writes to us in the MTG text line, a very short career. There are not many 50-year-old prostitutes. No, you, but that goes back to the point that...
That is absolutely correct.
But that's the point. Harvard Law and International Development, they pointed out, okay? You're going to get a lot of aging... What's the term I'm going to look for here? Options, okay? Options when you go to perhaps a legal brothel, okay? And who's gonna go for the 40 to 50-year-olds? They're going to go for the younger. And where are they going to get that talent? This person writes, I can pay off my student loans.
I wondered if that was going to show up.
This person writes to us, yes, there are 50-year-old prostitutes. Really? You don't pay taxes when you sell something on Facebook in the marketplace. Well, imagine all the social media sites that are going to blow up. This person says, cougars look good too.
Well, it's an interesting subject, been argued many times.
And Ben wants to know, what's the return policy?
I have talked to women in the past about it when we've had discussions about it. Many women expressed the thought that they would be safer on the street because men who do not have access to women would not be following them down the street, as happened in Portland. I think last night or the other night.
Yesterday in the old port, the woman.
In the old port. So there is an element to that. There are women who say, hey, it's not for me, but I'm not going to throw rocks at somebody who keeps me safe.
This person writes to us, just tuning in, oy vey.
Oy vey.
I wrote back to them, that's what you get for sleeping in. Caller, you get the last word. Should Augusta consider a bill to legalize adult prostitution?
Well, that's very interesting because you're talking about how they're going to tax it. Well, my auto mechanic doesn't tax me for his labor. He only taxes me for the parts used. So wouldn't that be a labor issue, which means they probably wouldn't get taxed that much unless they screw it up like they do everything else they tax.
And if you are a prostitute and you are filing your taxes, is depreciation a factor in... GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.